Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So today we were scrolling around on ESPN.com looking for sports things to talk about, and there was a headline from Bill Barnwell. The headline read, "Could Lamar Jackson repeat as MVP this season? A progress report on the Ravens star and what to expect in 2020. And the headline says, MVP, but 0-2 in the playoffs. What's next for Lamar Jackson? And we certainly have talked about a lot of players who have something to prove this upcoming season. I would say Dak Prescott, who hasn't had postseason success, but played like a top five quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield, to me, is someone who has a lot to prove. As a guy, I would not be surprised to see be a backup quarterback in the NFL next season. Jared Goff. Like, we can go through the list of players with something who ultimately have to prove something this upcoming season. Lamar Jackson might be near the front of this list. He has had very good individual success winning the MVP last year, but he has faltered the two times in the playoffs. 2 years ago against the Chargers, you remember he played very poorly. The Chargers won that game on the road. Last year, best team in the NFL during the regular season, he then played very poorly against the Tennessee Titans. Lamar Jackson, I think, has to prove that he can perform in a postseason aspect, and I think as long as he continues to play that style, people are always going to question how long it will last.
That's true, but I think the pressure is different. Like, you brought up Baker Mayfield. For Baker Mayfield, if he does what he did last year, then you're right. He's going to be a backup. A guy like Drew Lock, if Drew Lock is good, then his team's going to make the playoffs and maybe make a little bit of a run. And if he's just average or babbling, they have no chance. To me, those guys have a lot of pressure. The pressure on Lamar Jackson is we've called him elite now for the last year. He's got the MVP trophy, and he's been to the playoffs twice, and he hasn't won a playoff game. And he's played against Patrick Mahomes head-to-head twice, and he hasn't beat Pat. The more you really think about it, it's almost a little bit unjust that last year we spent a lot of time, not you and I, but everybody, using Lamar Jackson's name and Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes kind of interchangeably. And if you really break it down, those two guys combined, Lamar and Deshaun, are 1-4 in the postseason. They've never really done much when it comes to actual team accomplishments. And then you've got Patrick Mahomes, who's been an NFL starter for 2 years. He's been to two AFC championship games, and now he's won a Super Bowl. He's 4-1, and that one loss came in overtime to the GOAT. So I don't think it's fair when you talk. If you want to just talk about potential, well, then, yeah, you can include all these guys in the same conversation. But if you want to talk about actual accomplishments, it's not that close.
Yeah, no, you're 1,000% right. At this point, the other guys need to prove that they can sit at the same table, because I would say with Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, and those other guys, we're talking about playoff potential. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has already cashed in. Mahomes has won multiple playoff games. He's come up big in big time spots. He has the personal accolades to go with it. He has already accomplished the potential. Mahomes could stop right now. He has as many Super Bowls as Drew Brees, as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers,
Brett Favre,
as many Super Bowls as Russell Wilson. Once you get that one, and I would say you play to the level that he's played in, you're already automatically in the club. I do agree with you. We've let Lamar in the elite quarterback club without doing it in the postseason. We've let Deshaun Watson in the club. We've let Carson Wentz do it for basically 15 games of playing well. Those other quarterbacks have to prove they can do what Mahomes does. Stay healthy, play at a high level, and also have success in January.
And you know why I think that people are doing it is because for so long it was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And while those guys were both in their prime, you could have argued who was the better quarterback. Now, toward the end, Peyton Manning completely fell off a cliff and Tom Brady still doing his thing. But for a long time, it was back and forth and who was better and playing in AFC championship games and Super Bowls and all that. I feel like since now we've got Pat in our own backyard, we're trying to find if he's Brady, who's the Manning? Who's it going to be? Who's his rival? Because a couple of years ago, we said, well, maybe it's Baker Mayfield. I tried to make a point earlier this year that maybe it can be Drew Locke. The truth is, right now, there isn't one. At some point, there's going to be. Eventually, Peyton Manning was there, and Tom Brady came along. Eventually, Ben Roethlisberger came along, and the NFC, Drew Brees. There's going to be an adversary for Patrick Mahomes, but that guy's not there yet.
I was thinking about this as we were kind of getting prepared to talk about this. The similarities between Lamar Jackson and Giannis Antetokounmpo are pretty apparent. Both, I would say, prodigies in a sense. There aren't many guys historically that play like them. Like, if you're thinking of the history of the NBA and you're trying to say, how many guys would you say play like Giannis? Is the answer Kevin Durant? Is that it? Like, I can't really think. Maybe you say Dirk, but Giannis is certainly more athletic than Dirk was at any point in his career. There aren't many guys. If I asked you, how many players in the NFL you say can replicate the style from what we've seen from Lamar Jackson in his two seasons? Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, like, there aren't a wide number of people that you would say both won MVP early on in their career and both bumped their head in the postseason. And now there's an expectation for you to get over the hump. I think that the public will typically give you, hey, you're young, you're 23, you're 24. You're going to take those hard knocks when it comes to the postseason. But man, you're on the cover of Madden. You won NFL MVP. You're a star. You got to start winning playoff games. You can't be outperformed by Ryan Tannehill in playoff games. You can't be outperformed by Phillip Rivers in playoff games. There's an expectation for you to cash in when you have this level of success, and then they ultimately turn on you. That's what happened to Kevin Durant. It was cool to go to the finals in 2011, 2012 with Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Then there came the expectation, yo, man, you've been doing this for a while. You say you're the best player in the NFL. Where's the rings? Where's the hardware to show for it? That time, I think, is going to come for Lamar Jackson sooner rather than later. We have treated the Chiefs and the Ravens like they are on the same tier, like it's a 1A, 1B. These are the two best teams in the NFL. One team won three playoff games last year. One team lost zero playoff games last year.
Yeah,
what's
the nerd's name on Boy Meets World? I can never remember that kid's name.
Minkus,
yeah. Minkus, you know how he always set the curve and screwed everybody else because he was the smartest kid in the class? I feel like that's what Patrick Mahomes has done, where he's been so good so quick that we're trying to say, okay, who's next? Who's closest? And the answer is there isn't anybody. Like, we can't really just say, well, it's Lamar Jackson because he's got the MVP trophy. Well, Pat's won four times the amount of playoff games, and he's won 100% more Super Bowls, and they've both got an MVP trophy. Is it really that close? Deshaun Watson's played Patrick Mahomes a couple of times. Now, to be fair, he did win one of those games, but what happened when it mattered? Pat's team won, then they won again, then they won again, then we had a parade. So you can't really compare them if you're talking about actual accomplishments. If you want to say over the next 10 years, these guys are the three best young quarterbacks and throw in some other names, that's cool. But if you want to talk about what they've actually done, it's just not close.
It's funny because I would say that the Ravens are in the exact same place that the Chiefs were at the beginning of last season. Yeah. Remember when you and I had that conversation on Super Bowl or bust and we kept trying to find these, well, what if an asteroid hits the earth? We can't blame the Chiefs. The Ravens got to go to the Super Bowl this year. You got to at least go to the AFC Championship game. And if you're in a scenario where something happens to Kansas City and they get knocked off and it's Baltimore against Indianapolis or it's Baltimore against Pittsburgh, Baltimore is going to be a 7.5, 8-point favorite and they need to win that game. Baltimore is in the exact same place that Kansas City was at the beginning of the year. You've got everything in place. You've got the quarterback in place. You've got the offensive weapons in place. You've got the defense in place. You've got the head coach. Now it's time for you to take that next step and actually play in Tampa Bay.
I guess the biggest difference is, though, Pat took them all the way to an AFC championship game. So you're going to talk about taking the next step. Doesn't Baltimore actually need to take the first step? When's the last time Baltimore won a playoff game? I know they haven't won one since Lamar's been the quarterback. It's been a while since old boy Joe Flacco won one. I mean, I'm not going to go all the way back to the Super Bowl. I'm sure they've won one since then. I can't remember it. But at some point, it can't just be potential and what this guy's going to be. This is a year where I don't know if I'd say Super Bowl or bust because the Chiefs are in the way and it appears the Patriots might be also. But they got to make a deep playoff run or at least win a playoff game or two. At that point, you're going to have to start talking about Lamar Jackson. All right, man, you've been in the league for a few years. You're a great individual player, but can you win when the game's its biggest?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.